Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren. Alongside me
Kevin
is Jane
Tinkin.
Right here.
You ruined the intro, Kevin.
I'm right here.
Alongside me is Jane Fawcett, Kevin Tinkin, and a special guest.
Very special guest.
Creative director of the Spoutcast. Casey Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Casey Jackson, in case you guys don't know, he's basically, if you've liked anything on this show, if you've liked any segment on the show, Casey has said, I don't like it. And then what do? We cancel it. So blame Casey for all of your complaints. All right. Is that fair?
Yes. I think that is fair. I do show up and like to destroy your creations.
My hopes.
That's my job.
But you know, honestly though, the show has gotten better because of you and because of our conversations, and now Jane's on board, and it's a great new show now.
It is.
I'd say the last 15 episodes have been really good.
It's always been great.
A lot.
It's getting greater and greater.
He didn't even blink when he said that.
Hey, I'd like to just say a little something. We're missing Sarah again.
We are missing Sarah, and she decided to go have fun on a vacation, and Jane decided to just stick around and do nothing. So, Jane, thanks for being here.
Wait, what? I did stuff.
Can we just have one quick time out here? Kevin.
Yeah.
If you ever interrupt me during my intro segment, your voice will never be heard on this show.
Hey,
again.
I just want to let everybody know that the conflict that we spoke on last week was what just happened, but only toward me.
Oh, here we go, guys.
The interrupting.
Interrupting.
Well, we've got a good show today.
Case in point.
We got a good show today. We're going to talk about the sermon yesterday, about the week of Passover, as well as kind of Good Friday. And then we will also discuss the April Fool's video that was played on Sunday.
Because
I got some really interesting interactions with some parents that I talked to at the end of the night. And we will also close out the show with an interview with Casey Jackson. We'll really get to know him a little bit, what his job outside of the creative director of the Spoutcast is. And also, I really want to ask you a question. I don't want you to answer it now.
Okay.
But like, I think that I annoy you and bother you, and so I want to just lay it out.
In a public forum.
Right
okay,
here.
I love it.
And then we'll close out the show with some announcements, but we've got what?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Yeah.
The subject is, I annoy Casey Jackson.
I'll be the mediator. I did conflict management in grade school.
We've got an exciting music selection. I don't know if you guys...
Oh my gosh.
Last week's Jane music selection was great. I really enjoyed yours, Jane.
Thanks.
And not Casey's music, but Kevin Tinkin's music is up this week. So why don't you give us a quick synopsis?
All right. So I originally picked...
that's my joke.
I originally picked 25 songs that I thought were like, these are me.
25.
And I narrowed those down to 11. And then I thought, out of these 11, which are songs that fit the description that nobody else likes them?
Okay. Mm.
And so I picked all the songs that I thought were good. So...
You did a good job.
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
There's one song I actually liked. The rest, no.
I don't like any of them. All right.
Yeah, I got a little James Brown, a little Tower of Power, Frank Zappa, Dream Theater. Yeah.
All right.
I did have a little Christopher Cross in there. That was borderline.
I nixed it, though.
Yeah, when you get caught.
Sorry, man. Well, hey, get ready for a ton of good music from Kevin. And if you don't like it, just complain to Kevin.
Yeah.
Stay tuned for some sermon discussion and enjoy some music that Kevin loves, but everybody else will most likely hate.
Dreamed I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow.
Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial.
And it's the Passover week that begins to frame the time of year that we are in. When you talk about Palm Sunday and the Passion Week of Christ, he's coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, as everyone was. The city would swell with population. The streets would be completely packed. Imagine Super Bowl and then some in a city really not built to handle it. And so here everyone comes descending upon Jerusalem for this thing called the Passover. And so you've got now in this system, Jesus coming, and everything shifts. As you read through the gospel accounts, one of the key things to understanding Bible study is the law of proportion. When you read through the gospel accounts, the lion's share of the text, really, in the gospel accounts, is about the final week of the life of Jesus. And of that, the bulk of that text is of the final day, that fateful Friday. And so when you look at that and you ask the question, did Jesus know he was going to die? I said, absolutely. Did he know when? Yes. Where? Yes. No question. If you knew when and where, would the last week of your life be intentional? Would you do what you did on purpose? If I said to you, this coming Friday at 3:00, it's over, would you live differently, on purpose, intentional? That's what Jesus did.
All right, that was a clip from Brad's sermon this past Sunday, and most of you guys are going to remember a video that was played at the end of the service, an April Fool's trick, but we'll get to that here in a moment. But the sermon, based on that clip you even heard, was basically about the week of Passover. It's about Palm Sunday, which really, I didn't really even know this. It's kind of Palm Monday is how he described it. And then he kind of did the week leading up to the crucifixion. And then we're going to touch on the resurrection this coming Sunday, which is Easter.
Right.
And Jane, off air, I was kind of saying it was a great synopsis of, like, here's what the week looked like. Here's kind of some things that happened to Jesus. Here's a lot of historical lessons of what's going on. He talked about the zealots. He talked about the four trials and how the Roman trial, you can't accuse somebody for blasphemy, basically, because they don't care about religion or whatever. He talked a little bit about the idea that Palm Sunday is really more like a Monday, mm-hmm. and basically just gave a historical lesson, but there was an application piece at the end, Jane, and maybe you could better say that, because off the air I kind of butchered it.
Well, something that Brad was saying over and over in his sermon was remember, don't forget, and just talking about different ways that they do that now, of like remembering the people lost in the Holocaust and remembering like those sorts of things, and how like everything just like stopped,
right?
And that was like their way of remembering.
Yeah. And he mentioned like this idea that when Christ died, basically the next day is what's called the Shabbat. And it's mm-hmm. like what we know as Sabbath.
Yeah.
And they had this whole day to just stew on this idea that, wait, this guy that like claimed to be God is now dead.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a good sermon. I think it's a kind of a back piece to this next week's sermon.
For sure, like part one.
Part one, yeah. And I think part two we'll continue to discuss here on the show. But I wanted to bring everybody in on the discussion, Casey mm-hmm. and Kevin. Mm-hmm. We're all familiar now with the April Fool's video, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now,
if you haven't seen it, it's on Brad's Facebook.
Yes. Now, Jane, did you know about the video beforehand?
Yeah, I was in the office when he recorded it.
Okay. Kevin, you knew about it?
Yep.
Casey.
Yeah, we're actually the ones who we were commissioned to come up with some sort of an idea for April Fool's, because we wanted to do something.
Gotcha.
And so this was actually one of the ideas. I thought, I don't know if Brad's going to really go for this one.
And he was like super into it.
Yeah. And then we had a couple ideas, and then we pitched this one, and then he's all, yes.
All right. I want to know, what were some of the ones that he rejected or that didn't work?
Right. Well, there's one, because we have, you know, multiple campuses, we're thinking, how can we do something, you know, to kind of tie in that, you know? So one of them was, it was in either or, saying that our campuses are now sponsored by, you know, Chick-fil-A would be the North Campus, and then Chipotle would be Fig, and then, you know, something
Walmart, out in, Clovis
campus. Yeah, something Dog like House. That. And then so throughout like the beginning of the service, we'd bring items out from those sponsorships, and then saying, you know, we didn't want to tax our, you know, our congregation anymore and stuff like that. So we decided to get sponsors for this, and then planning to, you know, build a new building, and then, you know, trying to get somebody like Nike to sponsor it, you know, it was something like that. But it was
Chick-fil-A sanctuary.
Yeah. Yeah. Like everything would be adorned with a
Chick-fil-A instead of a well cross. Community yeah. Church. Now, did you present this idea of the April Fool's joke to Brad, and he was like, yeah, I'm in, or did he have to stew on it?
No, he was immediately, it's like, yeah.
Was that your number one idea?
That was our number one.
This is interesting.
To say he was quitting?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I had some conversations with parents, like, and I don't, you were at the 7 and the 5, right?
Yeah. I was at all 4.
You were. I mean, there were people that were like crying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, Jared Rumley's, I heard that someone at Clovis walked out. Like, was very upset and said, like, that's not a cool joke, and, like, bailed.
Yeah.
And, like I talked to some parents that were really? Saying, like, yeah. Yes. That's,
some people were really upset.
Because why? It's a joke?
I think a lot of people connect to Brad, and to have him kind of, I mean, maybe idolized in a way, and to have him like out really affects people.
Mm-hmm. And that's like maybe something I want to bring up. Well, Brad, I talked to him today, and he's like, I'm just so flattered. That was like the best day. You know,
we were making jokes in the back, dude, the whole time. Like that, what Jane just said, I was making jokes. Like, as Brad was back, he's like, man, people were mad. I was like, what? Give me a break. And he's like, people were really mad. Like, people were really bummed out. I was like, just tell them to stop treating you like an idol, and you know, just say it's too bad that you don't you know, worship Jesus and that you worship me, and maybe
some
you should
say I follow Apollos, some say I follow Brad.
Yeah,
Paul.
And I was just like, just tell them to get their theology right and stop crying.
I mean, I was.
I can relate to the crying a little bit.
I mean, these parents. One parent told me last night when we kicked off our mission trip, and so I talked with a lot of parents. One parent told me like she was going through the mental process of what church she was going to go to next. Wow.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
that's
oh
an interesting kind of, you know, conversation to have. And, you know, something that I wonder if that person will process something afterwards about, I went through that of like the thought of losing somebody. And is that worth going to a completely different church for? I don't know.
Well, yeah. I'm telling you, this video, I think unintentionally made a lot of people think like outside the box. Like, sure. I don't know if you guys know who Santino Denisi is.
Yeah.
But he had this like great tweet yesterday that essentially said like, April Fool's gut check today. Do I go to church for Christ? ?
Yeah. Nice.
And, I know that the sermon was about the Passover. I know it was part one to this next week, but I guarantee you everybody will walk away from this Sunday remembering the April Fool's video.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you it's going to get them to think about, like, why was I crying that Brad was leaving? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's an April Fool's joke, but I also believe there's some hidden, like, I think God is maybe doing his thing in some people. I could be wrong, but.
No, I think you're right. Who knows if we like lost people from that, and if we did, then they were coming for the wrong reasons. But
or they don't like the well is probably not a good place for them.
Yeah, that's true. Like to joke about something like that, I get. But I mean, it is a good reminder of like of exactly that. Who do we follow?
Mm-hmm. So in 4 years from now,
7. Like,
oh, it's 7 when we'll have
that's
it again.
That's what Brad said, right?
I don't. Yeah, I don't even know.
So in 7 years from now, then we'll have another April Fool's on a Sunday, and then we can do the Chick-fil-A thing.
I'm hoping we'll have a different idea at that point.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, we're just gonna put. Yeah, we're gonna, you know, put that on the shelf and hope something else will come.
It'd be really sad if you held on to ideas that long just in case. Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. comes around again, we might get lost. Hold on to that one. Yeah.
Okay, I got to say this. There was one guy, I saw all four services on
at
Sunday.
At North.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And each time, like, my hands got clammy. I'm like, oh nice. My gosh, what are we going to do? Brad's leaving. Like, it just felt so real each time. And I was watching at the 9 a.m. I was nervous about this one man that comes every week. And I was watching him. And I'm like, okay, if he buys in, like, this is golden. Mm-hmm. So I'm watching and he's like leaned forward watching the video. And then the whole thing, like April Fool's, Brad comes up on stage and like reiterates, hey, this is an April Fool's joke. He lost it.
Like crying or like laughing?
Like he was crying because he was laughing so hard, like bent over in half, just that's dying awesome. Laughing. I'm like, yes.
I know. Brett,
right there.
Brett sold it.
He sure did.
He sold it.
No, at the end. Okay, so I saw the video.
Yeah.
And there's a video that basically says, I'm quitting, I'm leaving, I'm gone. Uh-huh. Paused, 3-second black screen. Uh-huh. And then
he comes on and says April Fool's. Yeah.
Now, on a live service, they don't see the pause at the end. Brad comes up at the end.
No. He came up, but at that point, the whole congregation is like busting up laughing so hard that you can't really hear him say like
the rest of
gotcha. It. So he came up and just like said, April Fool's, like we couldn't help but do it. April yeah. Fool's doesn't fall on a Sunday very often.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
there, yeah. One of the moms or one of the kids I was talking to said it felt like there was a good 30 seconds mm-hmm. in between the video and like when Brad came up. And so they were like. Like this, yeah. very confused, yeah. you know what I mean? Yeah. And mm-hmm. then like all of a sudden Brad Kim was like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So good
really
job,
funny.
Casey.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think that was Pat's idea, I believe.
The Hawaii thing, I think, was the golden ticket.
Yeah, no, that was because
he was just there.
It was based in reality a little yeah. bit. Yeah.
And it's enough, like, because I told Brad, I was like, maybe it's just my kind-hearted spirit, but I wanted to give. I was like, I wish you would have given us a little bit more of a hint. Like you could have mm-hmm. said, I'm going to Hawaii to start a surfboard ministry or mm-hmm. something. And then people would have kind of known he's messing around. Mm-hmm. But
he dropped God in there.
He's know.
Like, I feel like the spirit is leading me.
The elders and I have talked.
Yeah. I mean, it was like, holy yeah. moly.
I was just thinking, like I was trying to put myself in the shoes of somebody who didn't know. And I was just like, man, I would be angry. I'd be like, what a cop out. Jesus wants you to go to Hawaii. Really, bro? They need another stinking Howley over there.
Howley?
That's what they call it. That's what the locals call white people.
Oh, okay.
He knows. He knows them all.
Yeah, my family grew up in Hawaii. Oh.
Well, I'm glad that everybody got either a good laugh or a good cry out mm-hmm. of it. Brad's not mm-hmm. going anywhere, but I had a selfish thought afterwards when like the video played. I thought to myself, I don't think people will cry if I left.
I'd cry.
Yeah.
It was like a really sad reaction where I'm
you
like,
know what?
Self-loathing of yeah. myself.
If you and don't take this the wrong way. Okay?
All right.
If you and Lacey like moved,
yeah.
people would miss Lacey a lot because, no, I mean, like we for sure miss you, Christian, but I was just thinking after the service, like your whole band did great.
Thank
but
you.
There is something about Lacey leading the congregation in worship that is point on every single time.
I'll make sure to tell her.
Christian, we'd miss you. We'd for sure miss you.
Well,
but believe me, if you left, I would interrupt left and right in the intro section.
Of the spoutcast?
Yeah. Why are you crying? You have a tear out of your
this
eye.
I'm not kidding. Like,
shut your mouth.
I am not playing around. My first instinct after I saw Brad's video was like, no one would cry if I love this church.
So you're crying.
And like, I got choked up while I was singing, all right, guys?
Oh my gosh, so. Wipe your eye. Oh my gosh, you're like all really right. crying.
No, no, no. I don't have good, what's it called, confidence
emotional?
In myself. So yeah. Up next, we've got an interview here with Casey. Talk about if I annoy you or not. And all right, let's just cut to Kevin's song.
Including this?
Let's just cut to Kevin's song. Okay, guys? Stay tuned for Casey.
You got to funkify.
So I'm here with Casey Jason.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the beard, it's just amazing. Mm. It's inspired me to grow my own beard.
Yeah. Me too. I want to grow one too.
You want to right? Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You would just be like, I know I don't look feminine. Beard,
mm-hmm. I'd be good at three things.
Three things. Growing a beard, cooking and cleaning. Mm-hmm. that was my sexist persona that I like to take on. Casey, what do you do?
My role at the Well is a graphic designer, which entails more than just design. Like, we get to, you know, do
come
different
up with
types
practical
of
jokes on the congregation,
yes,
of the Well Community,
yes,
Church.
Yeah, that was on top of my resume as like an excellent practical joker.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, if there's something to be rolled out, we kind of strategize how that will be rolled out, you know, and so it's fun. It's a fun place to work.
Do you remember,
challenging.
Do you remember when I came to you to talk to you about the Spoutcast?
Yes.
Dude, thanks for letting us do this and making this happen. Yeah. Pound it.
More
pound
cheers.
It. Yeah.
You going to cry again?
Yeah. No, I'm good.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I had to. I had to.
Mm-hmm.
So you always like drawing stuff?
Yeah, there was. My mom's an artist, so I kind of grew up in that environment.
Did she like for fun, or did she do it professionally as well?
Both.
Really?
Yeah. She still draws a lot of children's book style, also oil painting and
that's cool
things like that. So I was kind of always in that environment, and so. Because of like my age, like that's when the personal computer started to really come out. And then, so I loved that too. And then, so it was right on that point of when graphic design was now going towards the computer. It was pretty, you know, it was just like a timing thing.
That's a weird thing about that. The computers and the graphic design. Like, we were born in a different time.
Yeah.
Like, there's people out there that would not be recognized for their talent if they were born in a time without that technology.
Well, even like, so my first job, we still... we use the computer to print out like a line of text, and then we would have to go to our clip art, you know, our clip art book, cut something out, and and then it was actually called. I mean, you cut and paste it. So you actually cut this out, you put wax on it, you paste it on next to this graphic, and so you're lining everything up.
Wow.
On a sheet of paper, and you take that to the copier, and that's your end product. So it was still a lot of hands-on design and not just all computer. So a computer was a tool of a larger kind of trade. So it was, and then now it's all, well, not all. I mean, mostly. We always try to, you know, kind of go back and try to do a lot of kind of tactile things. And
you go back to the clip art.
I still go back to the clip art book. Yeah.
I remember they talked a little bit about that in the movie Exit Through the Gift Shop when they were trying to do some of the old artworks, like street work. Mm-hmm. They would have to do these huge scale, like Xerox at Kinko's or whatever.
Yeah.
And this idea of some sort of wax where they would basically paste it on there, and they would come up with a picture on a website that they'd get. And then, you know, it's just this process where you're like, that's so stupid, you know, and Shepard Fairey talks about years later how he does it with the Obama campaign and whatever. And it's just how that world has just gone completely the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
What'd your dad do? Is he a artistic guy too?
No, he was military, and then he was PG&E, and then went to AT&T and then retired from there.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do in the military? My dad was in the military.
Air Force mechanic.
Oh, really? My dad was in the Air Force, too.
Really?
My dad was in the Air Force as well.
Jane?
Wow. Nope.
So where do you draw a lot of the inspiration from? I mean, obviously from the text and whatnot, but what's your process look like when somebody says, hey, we're going to do a sermon on X, and you say, oh, fantastic. And when I say X, I don't mean like ecstasy or anything. I'm just saying, we're going to do a sermon on whatever.
That is part of it. No, it's not.
Maybe a good first initial question is, you could recognize Casey's artwork. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to call it? Mm-hmm. Masterpieces?
No, it's not masterpieces. No.
I believe you did the Song of Solomon artwork.
Yeah.
And I Am Jonah artwork.
Yep.
So if you ever saw those around, that would be Casey's art.
Mm-hmm. And you made our I Am One t-shirt.
Yeah, if you have the One t-shirts.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
No, you are One. You are the one.
I am one.
And you did, I could be wrong, did you help create the original Well logos?
No, that was all Hensley.
That was all Hensley, okay. Yep. But you also did a lot of old drawings as well.
Yeah, I was volunteer for years at the Well.
So people have seen your art, but maybe not the artiste.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and that's the way I like it.
All right. Yeah. Because, I mean, if you guys saw Casey.
I know. Whoa.
Looks and talent.
You know, I know.
What's that? This is going to sound mean, but it's not. What's that thing where you like, it's like good glasses, bad frames, or, you know, it's what? Like. Forget it.
I have no clue.
I don't either.
It's like
face for radio kind of a thing.
Yeah. I'm just joking, Case. Yeah.
You've been drinking all afternoon, haven't you? Is that what's happening?
It's catching up, Christian.
The emotionality came out first. He's crying. And now he's being insensitive.
Casey, so you mentioned you've been a volunteer at the Well for a long time.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been at the Well?
I have been at the Well since... it was at the gym at Northwest, so before it was officially a church.
Nice. And did you just connect with somebody on staff?
Or? Yeah, actually, it was a games at the park or volleyball at the car. They had more things, but a friend of mine, we used to play a lot of grass volleyball.
Okay.
And so Brent Holstrom.
Yeah,
old school. So he invited me because we played together and said, hey, you need to come and play volleyball at the Well over here. And then once I went there, I recognized some people who I knew, old friends too, friends from high school and before. And so like we kind of realigned our lives a little bit and then some of them left but it was cool. It was just a great, start. I didn't, just starting off like, somebody inviting me to a, little
potluck
sport. It wasn't like, you need to, go to church it was cool.
When did you start going? Much far way after, right?
I mean, I was born at Northwest and then I went to the Remnant, and then the Remnant turned into College Life, which then turned into the Well as a church within a church and at Northwest Church. And then we moved. But yeah, I remember the old gym days.
Yeah.
That was good times. They put a couch out front.
Yeah.
That was where the infamous Brad stopping the service in the middle of everything because it was an off night happened, which it was great. I don't want to embarrass Brad or anything, but yeah, we had a service.
I have never heard this story.
You've never heard this story. Really? Well, we had a service and Brad
spoke.
Were you there?
It doesn't sound, it could have been before, but if he elaborates, I think I might.
It was in the gym, and Brad is, because he's such a sweetheart, will always put it on him 100%. But I know the reality that it was a little bit on the worship team too. I was on the worship team at that time I was playing, but he says that he felt that he was preaching and it just wasn't happening, and there were some technical issues that had happened, and then worship team goes up there, one of the guys is playing. And the string breaks and he's handing his guitar to somebody else in the middle of a song and whatnot. And so we finish the song. Brad just kind of comes up and gives this long speech about how you have your favorite pitcher and he's the best pitcher in the whole world, but sometimes he's just not having a good night. And everybody's, he didn't say it, but I think he's maybe said, but he's like, we're just going to end it. And then we just went home.
Oh, just right in the middle of service.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. I wish we would do that at the Well.
Yeah, I know.
That'd be awesome.
Well, we had that. That was a gentleman that had a seizure here. I remember that one time. That wasn't that long ago, and they cut it up.
Well, I was not there either.
Really? That was here. That was at the North Campus.
North?
Yeah.
Casey, was that you?
And the truth comes out.
Yeah.
Let me say something about you, Casey. Okay. I have always felt like, and I feel good now because I feel like we're friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my turn to cry.
Yeah, we're friends.
I feel like we're friends now, but I always thought, man, Casey's so cool. And you're like, you were kind of quiet, but I was like, man, he's got that cool confidence. Maybe you're a nightmare inside. Who knows? But if you're anything like me, but, maybe you hate yourself deep down. But I always felt like, man, Casey's got that cool confidence, and and then. But before because I didn't really know you. I just saw you and it was like at the volleyball thing. Mm-hmm, and then and you were an artist and stuff. And you worked with my buddy Byron at JP Marketing.
Yep, JP Marketing. Yep.
And I met Rebecca because she was setting up candles with Jenny on the aesthetics team.
Oh, yeah.
Way back. And that team doesn't exist anymore.
Who shout out because your wife's got a great blog.
Your wife has a great blog.
What's the blog's name?
It's Karyan Jackson.
Blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great blog. Keep going.
I got scared for a second because you said your wife's got a great, and then you said blog, and I was like, "Woo!"
Oh my
I was gonna get.
You took it there, not me.
No, I just didn't.
Keep your story
anytime
going,
somebody
Kevin.
Says something.
Keep your story going.
I met her and I thought, man, she's so cool. Like, what a sweet lady. And you know, I kind of Jenny told me a little bit about her because you know I don't talk to girls, and except for you, Jane.
Oh, thanks.
But yeah, I remember thinking, man, she's so somebody better like grab her up. And then I found out you guys were dating. I was like, oh, awesome! Like they're so lucky. Like both of them are lucky equally.
Yeah, yeah, and she's amazing. Yeah,
good work.
I don't know all the details, but like you guys were dating for a long time, right?
No, not at all. Actually,
someone told me we were friends.
We were friends for a long time. So
someone told me it was a big deal at the Well when you guys got engaged.
Yeah. Well, Brad announced that it was back. Yeah. It was back when it was two services. And so you're allowed, you know, some kind of, freedom to do things like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So yeah. Brad announced it.
Cause I remember, I think I was talking with Brad. He was just saying like, I think Brad was thinking, when the heck is Casey going to like get together?
Brad would always do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He did that. I think he did that with everybody. When people weren't married the moment they saw each other, he's like, you guys better flee that immorality. I'm telling you, I know you recognize her when you see her in a crowd.
Well, Casey, I got a question for you.
Yep.
Because.
Oh, that's right.
I feel like
chicken.
Well, here's the thing. You the way that the offices are structured, and Kevin, you've been to the offices before. There's the cave and the creative cave, and that's where everybody from the creative department is. And then like the rest of us.
Yeah, it's literally a cave. Yeah, it's literally.
Yeah, it's a cave. There's no lighting.
Yes, there's bones in the corner. Fire.
Yes.
In the,
and not actual bones, but like there's the television show Bones constantly playing all day long.
No, so. I'd rather have real bones.
All right.
Hey, that's one of my favorite shows.
Oh, I'm. I apologize.
It comes back on tonight after a really long break. I'm excited.
So basically, I feel like since you've come on staff, like there has been this like sort of unhealthy man crush that like like I constantly walk back. Hey, what's up, Casey? How you doing, man? You doing all right?
And like, Kevin, you think we should leave this room?
I know. Yeah.
I just want to make sure, like, because I feel like I talk to you about the podcast a lot. I talk to you about podcasts in general a lot. We talk about The Walking Dead and movies. I just want to make sure like I don't annoy you, because I literally will walk out of my office and I'll go, I'll leave him alone for now.
Let me preface this before you answer. Are you the type of person that if somebody annoyed you, you'd let them know?
No.
So now you can answer the question.
There's no point to it.
Yeah. No. I mean, honestly, no. Like
I feel like I'm just a pest. I'm a rodent.
No,
or
you're not. No.
All right.
No, it's. I think we do have common interests and
totally.
And yeah. No. Right. You don't annoy.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Because I mean, honestly, there's.
This is the only forum to ask in a public forum where other people can hear. So.
No, like I'm actually very proud that you guys started this Spellcast. I mean, because it's something that. That it doesn't really cost anything, and it's something that is really like that I grabbed on like years ago, like with This American Life. It's like, what this is like an amazing kind of type of medium, and then so like I started to get really into podcasts, and still am into podcasts,
right?
And like when you brought it up, it's like, yeah, that'd be cool if you do. And then, and you actually did it. And, you know, there's people who's like, yeah, I want to do something, and they don't. And then,
Let's forget about the first 12 or 15 episodes.
Yeah, but that's all great. Yeah, but I mean, who starts off, you know,
right?
Perfect.
Right.
You know, and
until we got Kevin, it really
whatever.
It started getting good.
I think I just bring controversy. So people are like, what happened?
He said, what?
There's fart jokes on the church podcast? Right.
That's exactly how
I have to listen.
I just want to make sure, Casey, because I really appreciate the feedback you've given on the show, and like I really believe in case you guys didn't know, this is episode 50. And Casey, you've been around for all 50 episodes, giving me positive and lots of negative feedback.
Well, you know, that's
we'll call constructive criticism.
Yeah, no, I you know, part of my like my job
yeah.
at the well is not to try to be a make person or not make, but you know, kind of if I see something that I have an opinion about, if I yeah. hold it, then I'm not doing my job.
Hmm.
And so when I see something that's like, I mean, podcast is something that I love to listen to.
Right.
And then when I hear something, it's like, wow, that can be much better. Not in just in podcast, but anything right. else. It's like, oh, that would be cool. And not saying that what I'm saying is right and correct and that's going to be, that will make it better. But if I don't say something, then it's not out there.
Right.
And so, mm-hmm. and so it's not, you know, when I worked at, you know, when you said Byron at JP, it's like what we did, we just tried to make a better product, and there's not such thing as the perfect. And then you totally. Just always try to get better and better and better. So.
Well, I feel like we've been doing that here on the show. We're constantly evolving, absolutely. Constantly. I mean, I talked to this guy at Discovery and he went back and listened to every single episode. And he was just saying, the show has evolved
yeah.
big time.
Yeah.
Like just the first episode, there was no music. Jane was on it. We played Trivial Pursuit. Like yeah. the breaks were me going up next sermon yeah. discussion. And like, and then other episodes, I mean, it's gotten better over yep. time.
Mm-hmm.
So laugh it up, Kevin.
I didn't
I'm
know.
I'm already fragile right now.
You were saying it to make it funny, right?
It was good. Hey, Casey, mm-hmm. thanks for dropping by on the 50th episode. And it's hard to get you on Mondays because you're with your family usually, but because of the spring mm-hmm. break,
yep.
appreciate you being here.
Yep. Gotta love being married to teachers.
Yeah.
So good.
All mm-hmm. right, well, up next, we're going to have some announcements, and then we'll close out the show.
All right.
Hey guys, welcome back. Hope you enjoyed, or maybe you didn't, Kevin's music there.
There's no way to not enjoy it.
Text message. hey, thanks for sticking with us through the whole episode. We have a few announcements before we close out the show. First announcement, we have Easter coming up this Sunday. So to everyone who usually hits up the 7 o'clock service, there will be no 7 o'clock service. We are going to be invading the 5. So people at the 5, beware. You got a bunch of collegians coming your way. Also, 11 o'clock service is probably going to be pretty packed. So if you are up to going to a different service, we've got midweek, 9, 5 for Easter week.
Yeah.
So you could do that or hit up another campus. It might be a cool opportunity to do that.
For sure.
Also this month, last episode we interviewed Wendy about and talked about Discovery a little bit.
Yep.
We're gonna have Discovery again this month in April. Check out our website, thewellcommunity.org, to figure out that date and to sign up and get your homework packet. That way we'll have enough food for you.
And Casey, thank you for being here.
You're welcome,
and
Christian.
Thanks for sticking around for the whole episode.
Hey, I loved it. I think I have a new addiction.
The Spoutcast?
Yeah.
one last question.
I'm just gonna drop by all the time and just yeah. like
is
yell through the window.
Good comment.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like some of the best like humor and comedy and good stuff comes like when the mics aren't rolling.
Right.
But I will say that this episode, I feel like the best comedy and the best bits have been while the mic is rolling.
Mm-hmm.
So this has been a good episode, in my mm-hmm. opinion. Episode 50, it's one for the books.
Hands in?
Mm. No.
Instagram?
Maybe an Instagram. So that reminds us, check out our Instagram. If you have an Instagram, you can add the Spoutcast, or twitter.com/thespoutcast, facebook.com/spoutcast, or thespoutpodcast@gmail.com, as well as download episodes on iTunes and comment on iTunes, because
yes,
it really makes my heart Remember how I cried earlier? That's going to wipe those tears right away.
And if you've already commented, just comment again. Just be right. Like, I still like it.
Sign up as another username on
Tell
there.
Your so, friends.
Yeah. So, yeah. And we'll be back next week. And then we're going to take a 2-week break here for the Spoutcast. But we will be back next week. And then we're going to take 2 weeks off.
Really?
This is the Spout.
And we're out.